G'day, you're back with the Tim and Phil Morning Show. That was Mr. Mister with Broken Wings. Did you like that, Phil? Yes, Tim, it was choice. I agree, Phil, it was choice. And now, listeners, it's time for one of our patented Tim and Phil wacky phone calls. Brought to you by Findus Fish Fingers and Smith's Thins, the delicious crisps and chicken, spring onion and salt and vinegar. Today, we're calling up the offices of TV's That's Fairly Interesting to claim that we've got something fairly interesting for them to film. But it's a fib. That's right, because in fact, it's just Tim's pink jersey, which, although being quite interesting in itself, isn't necessarily interesting enough for That's Fairly Interesting. Here we go. This should be a pisser.
Hello? That's Fairly Interesting. Kim speaking.
Hello, Kim. This is Tim and Phil. Would you be interested in filming Tim's pink jersey?
Is it interesting?
Yes, it is. This morning I washed it in Phil's Fisher & Paykel washing machine and it got stuck on the lint filter.
That is interesting.
Is it?
But for us to film it, you'd have to give us a bit of a written description.
We did.
Did you?
Yes.
Where is it?
Unfortunately it was written in invisible ink. Quick, Tim, hang up. Excellent. We got him a beauty. It was choice. I agree. But now, time for a bit of a preview of what's coming up on the Tim and Phil Morning Show. Coming up, we'll be looking at tinted windshields, presenting tributes to Slim Pickens, Rin Tin Tin, and the inventor of Tiddlywinks, recalling television's Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, looking at our new film, Living in Oblivion, and interviewing Glyn Nicholas, who is best remembered for his stint on The Big Gig. That sounds choice, Tim. I agree, Phil. It is choice. But enough titbits, time for more music. Here's Big Pig. Big Pig? Were they ever on the Big Gig? Big Pig weren't on the Big Gig, Phil. You're thinking of Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli? My mistake, Tim. You're forgiven, Phil.